When Miami plays in Dallas tonight, the Spanish-speaking fan base will be huge. Los Mavericks, EL Heat have two of the NBA's largest Spanish-speaking markets. Both teams have Spanish-speaking broadcasters to provide the play-by-play and dunk-by-dunk.
El movimiento se hace el carrusel con quién? Mike Miller, el pase. Dwayne Wade pierde el balón. Tiene que ir atrás. Recupera. Entrega Mike Miller. Tiro de tres. No. Y así va a terminar el encuentro. La victoria es el equipo de los Dallas Mavericks. 86.
That's Victor Villalba, the official Spanish language voice of the Dallas Mavericks, calling game four. And Victor Villalba joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa.
And it sounds like you're getting a little excited there at the end of that game.
Yeah, well, that was the closing seconds of game four, a game that the Mavericks really needed to have to tie the series at two. And, you know, the crowd was really into it, and it's just very difficult not to get a little loony there, especially when, you know, the Mavericks are pulling out that big win.
Do you find yourself mixing Spanish and English, sort of making some sort of Spanglish broadcast?
No, actually, no. There are regions in Texas where that Spanglish, as you mentioned, is more used. For example, in South Texas, in the Valley, you go there and people are just mixing both languages. But I really grew up using Spanish or English. And when I'm broadcasting, there are a few terms that are not necessarily translatable, but very few. And I really try to keep it just very clearly in Espanol.
And I guess there's a little bit of disagreement among Spanish language broadcasters over the right term to use, say, for, well, dunk for one, slam dunk.
Yes.
What do you say?
I say clavar. I use una clavada espectacular, for example, which basically is the term nail. You know, they basically nailed the ball. So it's la clavada espectacular. That's kind of how I go about it. But some of my colleagues will use donkear. Some of them will say volada or things like that. I heard that in Argentina they use a different term. But I use the word clavar.
What about that? What other words might be the source of some disagreement? Dribble, layup, what?
Well, dribleo. I use dribleo because there really is just no translation to the word dribble.
I love that. Could you say that again?
Dribleo.
Dribleo.
Dribleo, yes.
Wow.
Yes, cruza la media duela, el dribleo por el sector izquierdo, for example. And there you go, you know, using the word dribleo. And then also, you know, one that really is not translatable is alley-oop.
Ah.
When there's a pass under the bucket and the player will just slam it from there, that's basically alley-oop. And that's el pase, el alley-oop, y conecta, you know. There's really no translation to that.
Why mess with a good word?
Yes, exactly.
A good term.
Yes.
The teams in the finals, obviously the Heat and the Mavericks, both cities, Miami and Dallas, with huge Hispanic populations. Just one Latino player on the two teams, right? J.J. Barea for the Mavericks. Is he especially popular, do you think, among the Latino fan base?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, he goes back to Puerto Rico, and it's red carpet everywhere. I mean, he's dating Miss Universe 2006, I believe. And among fans here in Dallas, for example, yes, I mean, people recognize him. They're very proud of him. You know, when he goes to Miami, I mean, he has a lot of people to see. A lot of people are wanting to talk to him. I mean, his popularity with Spanish language fans is huge.
Are you thinking already, Victor, about tonight's game and what you'll say if the Mavericks win or if they lose, just how you're going to end your broadcast?
Your guess is as good as mine exactly what I'm going to say, but hopefully it's on the excited side because the Mavericks win.
I think it'll be excited no matter what. Victor Villalba, enjoy the game. I think you will.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Victor Villalba will be giving the Spanish play-by-play for the Dallas Mavericks tonight at Game 5 of the NBA Finals.